to the right, right. Now stay to the right. A little bit further to the right. Now, extreme right. One, two, three, four.
On five, put on the right. On five, put on the right.
It wasn't nothing like fucking Heil Hitler and all that fucking shit, man. I'm not a fucking Nazi.
A setting is so exciting to me, a landscape, a house, certain kind of architecture. Sometimes the way the sky looks and the certain lighting and texture of the air, it's as if it generates a story. That story is generated from the atmosphere.
Let me talk about the Mulvaneys then. This is a story of a father out of love goes nuts and destroys everything around him.
Well, that's part of the novel.
It's how would you characterize this story? It's about the destruction and deterioration of a family.
Well, the family...
They all come apart.
But they come back together again.
Yeah, but they come apart as the central operative idea over... They all come apart.
But they come back together again.
Yeah, but they come apart.
Center. The the city's favorite place to see the newest boats and cars. This year, it's home to the city's premier porn event.
Ain't that what that Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson thing was about? About the spreading of the interlock. Anytime you could take a Hasidic Jewish person's picture and put it up with a black person on a Jewish New Yorker magazine, you know, to propagate the interracial, and I hear it's big here, dilution of the genes of the black race to allow a weaker race to genetically migrate within a stronger gene is evident by the symbols that are used. People don't understand the power of symbols. So they say, man, I ain't no control of the white man. I said, oh, quit it. When the light turned red, your ass stopped. That means that most people don't even need somebody to stand there and tell them damn stop sign 4 a.m. in the morning. Nobody out on a corner. They pull their car right up there and stop because a damn octagon sign said so. Don't tell me you ain't in control. I love it. I love it. You know,
After an hour class, we had she would ask if someone wanted to improvise. We had this half an hour of.
Unbelievable. Now, my favorite of all, actually, is the slideshow.
Flowers, a leaf, a wind, or rush hour crowd, but no Christ, not any Christ, not now. No icons, no gods, just colors, fancy colors, fine legs, firm behinds, erect nipples, plush leotards, some warmth, cozy, jagged peace of mind, but no Christ, not yet, no God, just idols, golden, and maybe some flower, maybe later a leaf, and now a wind, but no prayer, a rush of people, a leaf, a worm, a candle, a cat, a hope, but no cross, not now, no.
Let me tell you something. Oh, girl, want to know about education? How about getting your ass kicked for 6 blocks to get to school to learn something? And the teachers don't give a shit if you pass or not.
Administration knew the attacks were going to take place. President Bush basically engineered
not now, no star, heaven, maybe later, galaxies, Milky Ways, three musketeers, maybe a shower, some food, a bed, no virgin, not now, a leaf, nothing immaculate, a song, no Christ, not here, a walk, no blessings, some tears, maybe later, a wind, whittling my legs, crossed, picking my nails, licking my wounds, spinning to the edge, hang.
Osama bin Laden's getting his nails done in Switzerland. That's what I believe.
Teachers will smoke crack with you in the bathroom if they want to.
TV, forsaken, awake, no action, maybe later, resurrection, a song, a leaf, no tears, no plea, a hum, no Christ, not now, a wind, a door, no sermon, no sacrifice, a pleasure, no God, please, not now, a room, maybe later, a street, soon, soon, before I pass, a rush of people, but not now, a window.
What really happened September 11th?
Operative idea, over.
No, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it as a central idea. I saw it again as a cycle. Sometimes in families, even families that are very happy,
other side, let me even this out on that side. Free food, food in a supermarket, birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations, fake.
I mean, what the hell? Corporations, radio, and all that. Who is that run by?
If you're sick,
anything on your child's plate.
Anything on your child's plate.
This year, it's home to the city's premier porn event.
Thank you. see. Carrying the bags. Maybe a shine. Deal some of that hometown concoction out of the back. In between trains.
I don't see none of my people running that shit.
WZBC. Out of Newton. No graphics, in case you are wondering. Just some audio. Using the dinosaur technology of our world. Where you can force cats into a bag, but you can't make them club themselves to death with a baseball bat. Louisville slugger type. So you need help. And help in this technology world always at hand, like a mother. Chasing the mom and pops of our world. All the unwritten novels. A lot of unwritten novels. Chasing moms, pops. And I'm not even talking about economics. Although, how can you avoid it? New metaphysics. Gary Geiserman. Strapped down to the table with dry leather. That's the key. It's not wet yet. It's nice and dry out. I've inhaled 20 deep breaths before constraints applied. I'm going to work it. Somebody's got them. And I'm going after them. Not even talking about the democracy of capitalism, so-called. Or the truthfulness of the science. Not even going to get near religion. I just don't have that good of an imagination tonight. Something about getting whipped. I don't know. But not the fun kind. Lose sight of the objective there. The eye on the prizes. As one would have it. And I, like all, cannot do that. There's milk to be delivered, for Christ's sakes. Thank you. I came over myself. Here I am in time space, all wrapped up in some sort of a bundling effect, a la Elizabethan UK. You know, like in the dirty books and stuff, in the back of the trunk with the drawings and stuff on them. Black and white, of course. All about tying women up and tight bundles and shipping them off in trunks to the Foreign Office. Something that would appeal to children. Like all fetishistic pornography. If it wasn't for those damn kids, we wouldn't be bothered with plagues like that, I tell you. Grown-ups already have their kit bags in place. WZBC.org, streaming across the top, same audio, just not as much of it. And newmetaphysics.com with the W's in front, just trying to make our way back to the place Microsoft came from. There's a bit of displacement there. Displacement. I think they kidnapped my parents a long time ago. Very long time ago. So long ago that my birthday is a holy day. It's like a magical sound. It's not one of the regular days. And hammering a nail into a piece of wood with a 360 around me. Well, I guess it's good for chapter one. Or is it chapter two? You got to put a good chaser in the front. Then get down to business. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Audio files. Even though there is a war on audio today in our world, unspoken of, even the disenfranchised groups don't speak of it. In fact, there are legion unspokenable groups of disenfranchised topics. That are never spoken about. Except on the internet, of course.
Erotica, L.A. Here, the adult industry is letting it all hang out. Consumers willing to pay $15 can see the latest sex toys, meet a porn star, or buy a video.
On your child's plates, those kinds of things, if somebody gives it to you.
And a lot of that involves a process that's coming to be known as mindful eating, really being aware of what you're eating.
Yes.
Why does that make a difference?
Because when you eat something, you can tell almost immediately whether it whether it makes you tired, sleepy, sick, whether it gives you energy, you really can tell after you finish eating how you feel. A few days ago when I was teaching, somebody said, you know, I've eaten bags of chocolate kisses, but I've never tasted one. Yeah, it's a cycle. Sometimes in families, even families that are very happy, something goes wrong. It could be a misunderstanding between two brothers, or somebody is slighted by somebody else and perceives an insult. And the family just starts going along this careening course and things go wrong. People don't speak to each other for 15 years.
Make sure it was really locked down. So I said, don't ever use it. I'm the only one who uses it. Freddie's van is the same way. He doesn't allow Roberta to touch those doors. Because going doors.
The scene is longer in the movie than it is in the book.
I killed Sean Regan.
Would you tell the police that?
I will if you take me there.
I'm not going to. Look, Angel, I'm tired. My jaw hurts and my ribs ache. I killed a man back there and I had to stand by while a harmless little guy was killed. You think I could tell them all that happened because Geiger tried to throw a loop over Carmen? If I tell them that, they'll swarm over your house so fast that every closet you and your family been in for the last 6 years will look like a police convention. Ask the same question. Where's Sean Regan? Why did Eddie Mars hide his wife out to make it look like she ran off with Regan? Why did you hide out there? You're playing with dynamite.
If I could tell you what
I'll ask any more questions. I'm not even going to ask you how you got into this mess. I'll ask Eddie Mars if I can get there quick enough.
Why are you doing that?
I guess I'm in love with you.
About the glass blowing job.
Uh-huh.
Is it still available?
Yes.
Freddie's van's the same way. He doesn't allow Roberta to touch those doors. His going doors.
Slideshow.
have not made any connection between Debbie and prostitution. And until they do, they weren't in the business of looking for runaways. That was the typical story.
You could rewind and recall it. You could echo it. You could break the screen into like 64 boxes. You could do effects things like, you know, like just start causing it to go back into like snow crash or some kind. And then
you have to decide and read and research and talk and think about what it is I feel about this, and you know, even before you have come up with characters, because you got to know what it is you want to say. Or do you let you find a character and let his or her experience define what you say?
In the lab where I worked, the entire operating system was software developed by the people in our community, and we'd share any of it with anybody.
Improvisation, and I was the first to jump in. No one would dare to.
You're a brave man. That brings us to our friend Jimmy Slide, and our friend and neighbor Jimmy Slide, a marvelous dancer and a bopper.
That's right.
And it is a very different thing.
The matter of fact is, Sar Petronio is Jimmy Slide's protege.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And
your
actually,
teacher was a child of Jimmy Slide in a sense.
That's right.
Each other for 15 years. I've seen that happen, and I wanted to write about that. And then when one family member is removed from the context, the others come back and they're reconciled. I've seen that happen. So it was a story that seemed to be very American in many respects.
It was taken in Lebanon in March 1984. Was Jerry Levin. His wife, Sis Levin, became increasingly frustrated with Reagan's lack of action to gain her husband's release.
Feedlots and fed primarily corn.
Wat ik weet, is wat ik ben.
lying beside him, a pair of pruning shears.
Increasingly frustrated with Reagan's lack of action to...
The responsibility of this government...
Geliefde, neem ons mee naar daar. Op een verre reis.
We have no traffic in May Day, where blacks just drive through all the traffic signals, because as long as things stay under control, we will never be adequately represented.
You say we have.
I said blacks will have obeying traffic sign day.
Soms vind ik rust nog duur. Dan denk ik.
And I proceeded to get the same story that I had gotten for 2 years. They had not made any connection between Debbie and prostitution until they knew they weren't in the business of looking for runaways. That was the typical story. And so I told him that I had pulled her picture out of their file. And he said, oh yeah, we've been looking for Betty Jones, you know, since 1982 because nobody's seen her.
A speech contest of the life of the great emancipator, you know? So I, like, with all my indignation and my chips, I went back to my dorm room. I said, you know what? I'm going to write me a speech.
And I'd like to return to all the things like stickball, basketball, and playing in the streets.
Bruno! Tony, come out and play!
Trail led only to Burma. Sullivan eyed the terrain warily. I think we just reached Indian country. We crossed clearings marked by the ashes of recent BPP campfires and strewn with the cigarette butts of bored sentries. Sullivan pointed to a towering, bullet-shaped karst formation in the east. Shan lookouts occupied the summit, he explained, and alerted caravans bound for Ban Mae Suya of Thai sitting patrols.
Man, it was a groove in those days. Boy, like that was out of sight, man. You know, and you met a little girl and she was your love, you know? And it was so out of sight, you kind of ran down the street together. I mean, love was love. It was there, man. It was sharing popcorn and grooving with ice cream. Because love between two people, man, is out of sight. But let me say this. Love between five people. Now that's heavy.
A banner flew of the trail was clear, but the sentries could not help convoys bound for Burma. My heart continued to pound. An hour after leaving Ban Mae Suya, we finally passed the last empty BPP loggers. A few hundred yards later, we caught up with the trail boys, resting with our mules. We mounted, then proceeded Indian file along the path covered with dead leaves. The pack mule took the point, goaded along with bamboo switches by our two Shan guides. Flynn followed, then Sullivan. I took drag position in the rear, glancing nervously over my shoulder for the first sign of hot pursuit Thai soldiers, urging my stubborn steed forward by shaking the reins and slapping his flanks. My equestrian form, I had not ridden in more than 20 years, ever since cantering a nearly blind horse into thorns in Panama, was worse than that of a dude ranch rookie. Our path hugged a mountain stream, fording its quick, clear waters a half dozen times within a mile, then left the valley, punched through a thicket of bamboo to a gradual gradient where all the undergrowth had been put to the torch. Only tropical hardwoods, including teak tree.
That could be a groove, especially if one of those people is me.
For death by lumberjacks who had littered the ground with crumpled Fritos bags and empty Fanta cans. The air already held the distinct old leather odor of fresh-cut teak. We left the doomed trees and crossed a small, naked valley. A Hume's pheasant, a blur of dark blue and chestnut panic in the first rays of sunlight, took wing near an empty rice shed, skimming above gray fields of fire-scorched stubble toward the curtain of green forest.
Stifled my laughter. Received a call from a Mrs. Waterman. She said a mutual friend who wished to remain anonymous had suggested we meet. Then she recited a few facts about me to prove she hadn't picked my number from a phone book. I was suspicious. I knew someone might try to draw me into a compromising situation to discredit me. I'd heard often enough of how politicians were undermined or blackmailed. A pretty girl sent to them in the guise of a stranger on the street, or an office worker who presumably fell in love with them and seduced them. At which point, photographs of the event would be produced in lurid detail. She described herself as vivacious, beautiful, and sensitive. She said she was a Gestalt therapist, a potter, and composed poetry. She was sure we'd enjoy each other. I wondered, then decided to take a chance.
Dig it. Because you should get together, everybody. Get in your bed. You grab her tit. And you kiss her on the back of her fucking neck. And you say, suck!
Because he's had the exact same thing happen to him. His are fiberglass. And, you know, he's even locked it down himself and had to pop it over. So, she gets all my tools loaded in the van, and then shuts the door and jumps back in the van. Well, it wasn't locked in place good enough. And I'm like, steam is rising off my head. I get into the van, and we drive away. I was probably doing about 35, 40 miles an hour going up this little country road. And Martha goes, dude, stop the van. She looked in her side view mirror and seen the door when it popped open.
I'm like, I'm couldn't find the words.
She couldn't spit it out fast enough, right?
Hey, sugar, buy yourself a cigar.
If you can use me again sometime, call this number.
Day or night?
Night's better. I work during the day.
Agonized sounds that filled their universe.
Melantha, she said, keep Eris right where he is. We'll go carefully, find out what is happening inside, but I don't want him getting back to his controls, understood?
Melantha Jurl hesitated. Sounds of terror and agony beat against her ears. It was hard to think. Royd swung his sled around to face her, and she could feel the weight of his stare.
Stop them,
he said.
Melantha, Caroli, order it. They do not know what they are doing.
Right. And we go up the going doors out like this. Telephone pole. Boom!
Was edged with despair. In his face, Melantha found decision.
Go back inside quickly, Royd. Do what you can. I'm going to try to intercept them.
He nodded to her across the gulf, but Melantha was already in motion. Her sled backed clear of the work area, congested with hull fragments and other debris, then accelerated briskly as she raced toward the rear of the night flyer. But even as she approached, she knew it was too late. The linguists were too close and already moving much faster than she was.
Don't!
She said, authority in her voice.
The ship isn't safe, damn it, bitch,
was all the answer she got.
The day and the night and the next day.
The mounts picked their way through dead ashes, dry, harrowed earth, and crumbling paddy dike, the last hint of human habitation before we entered the folds of primeval jungle that draped the hills. Thank you.
glad we got that over with. Sometimes something weighs on you. You gotta slack it out. Where were we? Back to the workaday world now. Put the pants on one leg.
Things that's astonishing about Pollock and his legacy is that the breakthrough he made and the kind of art he made seemed to feed or nurture artists who produced work radically different in appearance from his own work.
There are laws at work. I tell ya. Why don't I believe me?
Trade you make is at your discretion. Every ticket you buy must be marked power of attorney. That means that you call the shots. Mr. Gecko has no, absolutely no official knowledge of what stocks you're buying.
Usually the other way around. I thought that worked extremely well.
What did you like about it?
Well, just the way they were, I just felt that these two guys were really, they were really into it. I mean, they were really doing it. They were really those characters. It was so believable to me.
And how much of that was improvised? How much of it came right out of the book?
Well, I was on the set when they were shooting that scene, and they started to improvise. And Quentin said, no, stay with the lines as they're written.
James, I want you to come over here. No, not with your friends, not with your friends. I want you to come over here. Over here. James, in the tool shed away from where they can hear you. Come on. Come on. Now, James.
Where is my power sander? I told you I don't want you to touch my power sander, ever. Barbara told you to. Now, you're going to listen to me, or you're going to be out of here. You're getting older, and I just think it's time. It's time you get away from them, and it's time, you know, you start obeying the rules around here, because you're on thin ice, okay?
Come on, Dad, come on! You treat me like this all the time in front of my friends. I just want to work on my car. Just trying to install the radio and fix it. Jeez, my Mustang, it's like all beat up. I just want to fix it up so that I can get out of here and away from all you guys.
James, it's not about that. James, I just don't want you touching my tools, you know. I have work today, okay? I have work every day, and you leave the tools around. I can't find the tools. I need to use them at my job. It's too much. It's too stressful. Listen. Stay here. Don't let the dog out ever again. I want you to heed my advice now. This is a serious thing.
But Dad!
No. Don't but dad me. Listen to me.
What? This is ridiculous.
Hey, it happens to everyone your age, okay?
What, am I supposed to stay here in the tool shed?
Yes, this is your home, all right?
What?
It's okay.
What?
Certain finishings to such a inadequate, bizarre story coming to you from the Stone Meadows, of course, a story not too far from the present time. Now, this creepy night with a crazy full moon is, of course, the night where creeps arrive. Finally, we come to this chapter where we can last say we've done it in the way that we wanted to. And this, young man, is the best stage in.
in our space. Because now we can say we went all out. We did what we could. We played our part. Obi-Wan.
Luke, this is your chance. You need to come here, learn the Force, begin the bigger crisis, tackle the problem forward, not backwards. Find right roots, but only yours, and don't take any others, because that is the key to true success. Or you will fall victim to the Dark Force. I never underestimated its power. I knew from the beginning. Not like the others. They perished in the crash. The advertisements, they just blaze all around in your eyes when, as soon as you walk there. They're everywhere at every
candy,
angle.
Popcorn, pretzels, soft drinks, raisinets.
No, I won't take any.
Eat me!
No.
Do you want butter on the popcorn, or do you want it plain?
Check. I want you to get on that telephone right now and say, Sister Bartlett, I am the one. I'm so sorry. And ask God to forgive you for being late. You've got to know that God is love and Christ is the answer. I don't care what you're backed up with. If you're backed up against the Red Sea, you got to know that prayer, glory be to God. I'm talking about sincere prayer. I'm talking about honest prayer. I'm talking about prayer, glory be to God, that you can stay before God, that you can look at that devil. When they look upon your countenance, they got to back up. Because that surely if you seek God with all your heart, they'll know that you've been with the Holy Spirit. And that's Jesus of Nazareth. Get on that phone right now. Light it up. 734.
You can improvise later. And he made sure that the characters stayed with his dialogue. Then he would let them try things.
Tell America that you love them. Come on, Sister Joyce. Hurry up, because I'm about to go on.
Coroni sled pursued vainly.
France, you must stop. Please, I beg it of you. Let us talk this out together.
Amen, amen. All right, pray my ending song until then. This is Evangelist I.R. Blackland from WYCA.
The same way with Barry Sonnenfeld in Get Shorty. The actors had to stay with the words as written. Because what happens is when actors begin to make up their own lines, they're usually lines that you thought of and discarded as being trite.
Being forced to have sex against her will.
дурные предчувствия, чья-то бессовестность, а может, не чья-то. Просто моя любимая.
Ты
ничего не попишешь, но знай, что невинен я в этой вине. Прости меня. Хотя
what is evil and wrong?
There'll be three big days of focal fun for everyone. Our spectacular Thanksgiving focal weekend package includes two nights of luxe lodging at the beautiful Abbey Resort. A big, spectacular welcome back polka party. Two dinners, Saturday lunch, Sunday breakfast, cocktail parties, the excitement of greyhound racing, indoor swimming pool, windjammer nightclub, and use of the Abbey's new Fontana Spa, health club, and entertainment center. Musical entertainment will feature the fabulous famous Ampleaires, Jerry Zahara's Happy Stars, Danny Matea and the Downtown Sounds, Dennis Motika's Good Times, and Ed Koka's Odyssey. Yes, we're back at the Abbey Resort for our annual post-Thanksgiving polka weekend.
Мы на шаре земном, свирепо летящем, грозящем зараться. И надо обняться, чтоб вниз не сорваться. А если сорваться, сорваться вдвоем.
That's the problem in this country. This whole issue of sexuality and pornography, which I don't understand what pornography is. I really don't. To me, pornography is, you know, spending all your money and not educating the people of America, but spending instead on weapons. That's pornographic to me. That's totally filthy. And et cetera, down the line.
You all, in your fucking hearts, know the goddamn arguments. Okay, great.
But no one knows what pornography is. Supreme Court says pornography is any act that has no artistic merit and causes sexual thoughts. That's their definition, essentially. No artistic merit causes sexual thought. Make your Thanksgiving polka weekend reservations with Action Tourism Travel. Phone area code 708-867-8383. That's area code 708-867-8383. Sounds like every commercial on television, doesn't it? You know, when I see those two twins on that Double Mint commercial, I'm not thinking of gum. I am thinking of chewing. Maybe that's the connection they're trying to make. You've all seen that Bush beer commercial. The girl in the short hot pants opens the beer bottle on her belt buckle, leaves it there, and it foams over her hand and over the bottle. And the voiceover goes, "Get yourself a Bush."
Lizzie's newest film breaks many of even porn's taboos.
Being butchered at the end and spit on. She's being degraded.
.3 coming out of it. Concentric circles coming off the tower. WZBC. Friendly neighborhood outlet. New metaphysics right now. Voice of the Southland, where it's so hot, you get used to it. And you get hot, get used to it. And you develop a lifestyle. It's hot. Look at snow in pictures. Maybe catch a little pile of snow on a car ride up to New York. Go back home. Look in books.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to one of your prearrangement counselors.
Paul, when he testified before King Agrippa,
offering tasty meals 6 days a week.
Go back home. Forgot what I was thinking about when I was pounding that nail into that little piece of wood with a very big hammer. Unsupervised, I might add. Wasn't it the Boys Club? Or Boy Scouts? In fact, there were no other boys around. WZBC.org, 64. It's a sacrifice. Infidelity. But it'll come around. You got the fidelity bandwidth sneaking up on you.
Veronica Kane apparently doesn't know exactly what she's in for.
Go with the flow, all right? Let happen what's going to happen.
She's my best friend.
And you're about to put her through...
hell.
Why?
Are we ready to do this?
Yeah. Lizzie, I'm going to shoot it twice, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh. She knows me. She's my best friend. I know she can take it. And at the end, I give her a hug. I take her out to dinner. We go shopping.
Can't get away from it. It's all around. It's like a symphony.
Excluding Monday. Smorgasbord lunch is priced at $4.65 per person.
Chicago, Chicago.
Hog Butcher to the Midwest, the heartland of the American heartland. Butcher to the West. Hog Butcher. String them up. Run them out. On hooks. Or on padded wrist restraints. Gotta make a sport out of it today. In America, land of games. It's burgeoning. Burgeoning on the GNP meter. I said P meter. Cock it up, salute it. Towel dry. Gary Geiserman, Man with the baton.
Use those coupons for Gobble Gobble Turkey Wings. 30-pound boxes are 29 cents a pound. Loose turkey wings, just 39 cents a pound.
Get. And at the end, I give her a hug. I take her out to dinner. We go shopping.
You know what that looks like? Nah, no way. I'll tell you the commercial they'd like to do if they could, and I guarantee you if they could, they'd do this right here. Here's the woman's face, beautiful. Camera pulls back, naked breast. Camera pulls back, she's totally naked. Legs apart. Two fingers right here. And it just says, drink Coke. I don't know the connection here. But goddamn, if Coke hitting on my shopping list that way. Dr. Pepper. Snickers satisfying. Damned if I'm not buying these products. My teeth are rotting out of my head. I'm glued to the television. I'm as big as a fucking couch.
More Snickers, more Coke.
That's what I find ironic, too, is that people who are against these things that cause sexual thoughts are generally fundamentalist Christians who also believe you should be fruitful and multiply. Boy, they walk a tightrope every day, don't they? How do we be fruitful and multiply and not think about it? We could sing hymns during it. One stroke at a time, sweet Jesus. One stroke at a time, sweet Lord. I did that joke in Alabama in Fife, and these three rednecks met me after the show. Hey, buddy, come here. Mr. Funny Man, come here. Hey, buddy, we're Christians. We don't like what you said. He said, then forgive me. Later, when I was hanging from the tree.
Tired of barbecuing? Never, never, never. This week, fresh slabs of baby spare ribs are $1.99 a pound, and frozen 30-pound boxes of baby spare ribs are just $1.39 a pound. Grade A extra large eggs, 79 cents a dozen, and homogenized vitamin D milk, only $1.59 a gallon. All the meat.
At the end, I give her a hug, I take her out to dinner, and we go shopping.
Is she going to take a beating? A real beating?
Yeah.
And where the idea came from, a setting, or from a story, or from a newspaper item, or
such people do not need to broadcast their virtue. They need not tell people of their virtue, and very seldom do they speak of it.
I started writing. I just kept writing all through the day and the night and the next day.
Alan was affected by his mother because he saw a lot that he should never have seen.
Oh.
just knew your little friend was going to be a little wax slut just like you, huh? Now it's time to take him off. Can we take off the wax? Best way to get the wax off is my little flogger. Getting some of that wax off your belly, huh? Time to take the sutures off. Look at all that wax that came off with that. That hurt, Tasha. Oh, your poor abused little nipples. I think you guys like it when the blood rushes to your pussy lips like that, don't you? Keep your head back.
Hey, man, that Clarence Thomas thing. I guess you watched that, eh? Well, I tell you something. I learned something very important watching that Clarence Thomas hearing. You know what I learned?
Love to eat 38th and Halsted, 82nd and Racine, and 71st and Stony Island.
I don't stand a fucking chance. Don't even call the committee to order. It'd be a real short hearing. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? I don't recall. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a man named Manuel who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor? Manny! Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me. But I tell you, after the Pee Wee Herman thing and then after the Clarence Thomas hearings, pornography's gotten a really bad name in our country. And I'd like to state for the record right now, I love pornography. Love it. I have tapes that are pure fucking art. I'm telling you. People fucking sucking every imaginable position, the finest looking women fucking sucking.
In her earlier days, however, she settled for out-and-out lewd. And to some extent, the suggestive part was a compromise with reality, since censors were telling her a lot about what she couldn't say and do. But being suggestive suited her best.
And I started going to the meetings, and you know, it was a blessing. Then I came in as a distributor. And then I started working. And then, you know, if you just try, all we have to do is try. If you don't try, you don't get anything. All you have to do is try. And God will be right there on your side. But first, you got to put God first.
You have to pick up that phone. Put God first and pick up that phone.
That's right.
That's right.
And call. We're still waiting for a call.
So we made
and
a
I
date.
Know you're out there, and I know you want to call us and come into the business. At least if you just call and see what it's all about. He wants to try.
The next evening, I took a train to Rio David, where she lived.
Don't make that step.
2 minutes after I arrived at the station, she drove up in a Mercedes sedan. I gazed through the windshield at a very attractive middle-aged woman with gray blonde hair and a little Cupid's bow mouth. I got in and sat down beside her. She asked about the trip, remarked on the humidity, and we talked with ease. But I couldn't help noticing as we drove along the great black shroud of velvet that covered her almost entirely, the fabric extending robe-like over her feet. I could see her face and the backs of her hands, but I couldn't make any sense of her body because the material was shapeless, jelly-like. It would pucker at one point, then sag, then protrude at another. Her hair, which had looked natural and free through the windshield, seemed almost metallic, and her face was so rouged and painted that I began to wonder if the perfection of her nose and the height of her cheekbones were not merely artfully applied stage makeup. She asked me to look in her bag for her cigarettes. I opened the clasp, and dozens of old, faded photos of her as a cheerleader, a beauty queen, a dancer, and a fashion model spilled out onto the seat. I rummaged Man, through more old photos until I finally found a pack of Kent's.
I've never filed any kind of
I lit one and put it in her mouth.
Downright, low
she
down,
sucked on it, her cheeks hollowing, and stared ahead. Then she suggested we go to a motel nearby. We could talk more comfortably there. She said she'd get the room and prepare herself while I waited in a restaurant across the street. Then, after 20 minutes, I could join her. Her plan sounded odd, but I'd come too far to turn back now. So she dropped me off at a kosher deli and made a U-turn to the motel. I went in, ordered a cup of tea, and took a table by the window. When the 20 minutes were up, I walked across the street. The man at the desk gave me the number of her room. I walked up a flight of stairs and down a corridor until I came to her door. I knocked. She called for me to enter. I turned the knob and came in.
I love it. For the record. Mr. Hicks, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if we have a place for you right now on the Supreme Court. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring some of them tapes over here. Look at that. Whoa. Bring them over to Teddy's house. Yeah, look at that there. Woo, she go to that like a duck to water. Look at that there. How, how, how.
Four. In and of themselves are a cover-up. The problem of hostages did not go away for President Reagan. Radical elements in Middle Eastern countries continued to kidnap Americans during Reagan's term of office.
Oh, dude, we sure can. God has been good to me. We're praising his name right now.
By his mother, because he saw a lot that he should never have seen. I learned a lot more about what Alan had seen, how he felt, when I read Kaddish.
I want to jump over to share. iPhoto lets you share your photograph in amazing new ways. This stuff is unbelievable. Now, my favorite of all, actually, is the slideshow. This is an album of photos. Matter of fact, our chief architect's of iPhoto's daughter. And I'm going to go into share, and I'm going to pick slideshow. And slideshow will please let me... We'll create a slideshow of these photos on the screen and use OpenGL to cross-dissolve between them beautifully and let me put my own music to it. And so, let me just show you this.
That is one of my big fears in life, that I'm going to die, you know, and my parents are going to have to come clean out my apartment.
God has been good to me!
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big round bag for me, seal it right around all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the Jesus way.
This is why we do what we do. So, I want to show you another amazing thing. Here's another photo album here of some pictures from a Hawaiian vacation. I want to make a homepage of these pictures. I want to put these on the web so that anyone, anywhere in the world, on any computer can access them and see them. They don't even need a Mac. Now, we allow you to do that in iTools, but you have to do it manually. iPhoto takes that to a whole new level. What?
Под острым конвоем. Цель есть нас 13. Еще не знам их пригодных товарищей недоли. Сейчас чекаем на отъезд.
Remember I told you a long time ago you couldn't prevent Tuesday from coming. It's Tuesday again. And here we are in the name of Jesus.
Find that porno wing I've been adding on to for years. There'll be two funerals that day. You'll see my mom going through my stuff.
Look, honey, here's Bill when he was a Cub Scout. Look how cute my baby is. His little short pants and his little hat. Look how cute my baby was. I wonder what's in this box over here.
Rear entry, volume 1 through 40.
You gotta get a hold of that edge, it's kinda sharp.
I know. It's just that, you know what, I get so much shit at JT that sometimes I have to just get in that mode just to send them off of me, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, why are you there? Because it doesn't seem like the ideal working environment for a black woman.
No, it isn't. It's just that, I mean, how many secretaries do you know that make 80 grand a year?
One.
Exactly.
No, I gotta pull the box.
Check it out. No way.
We will pull it away. You don't come all my life and then you show up and my daughter's confirmation.
Are you standing up or sitting down?
By that time.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. You guys looking for a broker?
What the fuck are you?
Easy. I thought maybe you guys were looking for somebody best.
Yeah, we're fine. We are brokers.
Don't worry about it. You are?
Yeah.
You guys with Jacoby and Mobius?
J.C. Marlin.
Never heard of
it. Hey, hold on a second. Who are you? What do you sell, car insurance?
We're with this little firm downtown. Maybe you've heard of us, J.P. Morgan.
And I'm a black Negro.
No, I know, J.T. It's a fucking shop. Name the firm so it sounds like us.
Oh. Who knows that firm? It's a fucking shop. They named the firm to sound like his. What are you, fucking Yogi Biz?
Shut the fuck up! We're not bothering him. Hey, what the fuck is with those suits? I mean, you guys look like you're on Gotti's crew.
Look great.
You guys have any idea who you're talking to?
Okay, dress like you going to get a job, and go in the name of Jesus to get a job.
The only guy going through the gates of heaven with his mom spanking him. Mom, they were on sale. Someone named Manny called. Oh, shit.
Safe distance between you and us. Do you understand that, Mr. Fox?
How old were you when you first had a girl?
First thought about a girl
was
tough,
but, you know. Well, I break it out when you first thought about it, but when you first did something with a girl.
Eighth grade.
Oh, God. Let's change the subject. Are you going to school right now? What are you doing?
No, I was just stripping mainly. I don't know what I want to do. Like, totally. I want to go to business school because I want to open up a strip club / bar in places where there are none, because I think it's a good market.
Yeah?
I like hanging out in strip clubs. I like working in strip clubs.
So you might as well own one.
Yeah. But, now that I'm trying this out, I might want to get into this industry when I can't be doing this anymore. You know, I mean, you get to a certain age, you just can't do it.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Well, for the women, it's got to be different, you know, I mean.
Well, yeah, to some extent. But no, some of the women really age like a fine wine, really wonderful. Some beautiful women in their business have been there a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they're great people, too. Do you have guts?
Guts?
Uh-huh.
Like, will I go jumping off a bridge, like, with a million feet above water and hope not to die kind of guts, or like...
No, is that the way you look at it?
Yeah, I think I have guts. I think for me to go train hopping when I was 15, fall off the train and then get back on, that's guts. That I think.
Really?
Yeah, so I consider myself to have some kind of balls, you know.
I'll check it out and see if you do it.
Well, you know.
I know, I'm just...
Figure.
Well, you do have guts. You have to have guts to do this, don't you think?
I think you just gotta be comfortable with it. I don't know if it necessarily takes guts. I mean, as long as you're comfortable and you're like, yeah, you know, I'm cool with it. It's okay. Just like, open relationships that work, you know? If you're okay with your partner having sex with someone else and it not being a big deal, you're okay with it. If you're not, you're not, you know?
What about facing the people, your friends, your family, once you made this movie?
Well, see, I don't give a shit what
I made movies.
So, I mean, if they don't, if they can't like me and still be my friend because they think that I disgraced myself or something, and I don't really have friends like that anyway. But if they do, if they judge me that hard, I really don't need to hang out with them, you know?
ZBC. On the signal line. FM, Newton, Massachusetts, United States of America. Last bastion of the white race. Except for our colonies, of course. Something else is going on, but I seem to have temporarily forgotten what it is. But I know it is still going on. Thank God for that. Jeez. Because it's so diametrically different, and even different than this, you can get caught in a blind spot. Of course, with sufficient training, some of which just takes damn time. But, you know, we're still chasing the moms and pops around. And beating women, of course. And beating up men. In the land, in the space. It's a big, big war on space going on here. But look, somebody's got to do it. It's got to be a setup. In a binary system and all. But it's alive now. It's in motion. So you just got to comment on it to stay topical and everything. God forbid you don't do that in America. You fall old. Get bald. Get the portfolio in place. Get into the 50 club, the Old Americans with Disabilities Discompensation Act, or Society of People Getting Ready to Collect Social Security. How to fit that in with the current income. Work it all out. And eat the flesh of 10,000 cows. Keep it all in place. With the medication, of course. Your particular bouquet of pills.
I just don't put myself in a position to be, like, totally picked apart by all my friends. My mom doesn't care anymore. She's like, you know what? It's your life. I don't want to hear about it. Just do whatever you want. You're an adult.
I see you remove your pants.
Pants too?
Yeah. You can look in the mirror past me. It's okay. Everybody knows the mirror's there. Not a lot, but there
you
go.
You want to take me all the way out?
Yes, please.
Amazing what you can do with a digital camera these days.
You know what? Keep your panties on for a second.
The panties on?
Yes.
A good computer. A little bandwidth wouldn't hurt.
Colors there. Looks like it's on fire.
Some graphics applications.
Here we are together. Angel Angelina. Who knows what name she'll use after this?
Set up a good advocational career track for yourself. Make a career out of your hobby. Make a hobby out of your avocational career track. Get on with it.
You know, I find myself going like this in public, and I don't even realize with my hand up my shirt.
Inspect all of those.
Really?
I know there's no point. Dude, look, there's nothing to hold up. I mean,
all those fetishes stored up in the fatty tissue, just aching to come out. Try and make sense of it all. Caught at the bridge of pleasure there. It's a big backup. What with all this American punishment and everything? You might say it's America's avocational career track. It's nothing adds spice to a fetish than a little, nice little whack of justice. It's all over the news, especially local news. The absolute best of modern media. Neighborhood punishment and anticipation of same. Everybody's doing it. NewMetaphysics.com with the W's in front. That kills me, man. It's a website workaround, you might say. Due to the advanced state of empiricism gripping the planet, and studio475.com /, as in flog flash, as in corporal punishment, New Metaphysics. Just type it right out on there. You can go to a veritable storehouse waiting for public financing on the next wave of media financial inflammation. As the cardiac arrest system proceeds through its end game, always follows the justice of punishment. I think that's a law. WZBC.org upstairs, 64K per second. If you can handle it. GaryG4 at Mac.com. Email for retired naval officer. Of course, I never really had anything to do with the Navy personnel. It's the back room where all the action is today. Of course, I've been debating about releasing a fetish loop, telling myself that the pleasure would just be recycled into more natural terrain for me, and that I wouldn't really be giving up anything. I'd be getting more. And I'm beginning to believe that. Just repeat that to myself a few more times while flossing, and we might just have something there. Just thought I'd share. Of course, it's the ma and pa I'm really after. Gold in them recessed fatty molecules.
Aloud, listening to Ray Charles Blue shout, blind on the phonograph, the rhythm, and your memory in my head 3 years after, and read Adonais's last triumphant stanzas aloud, wept, realizing how we suffer, and how death is that remedy all singers dream of, sing, remember, prophesy, as in the Hebrew anthem, or the Buddhist book of answers, and my own imagination of a withered leaf at dawn, dreaming back through life, your time and mine accelerating toward apocalypse, the final moment, the flower burning in the day.
Well, this poem is in a sense addressed to the dead, and now I've got to cut through to talk to you as I didn't when you had a mouth, so in that sense written for the the memory of the dead in the living mind. To settle with the dead, certainly. And
burning in my life and in my soul. You make me feel alive, you make me whole. Burning in my life and in my soul.
Which way's the sink I gotta pee?
looks like I'm checking into Betty Ford. Check, check, checking into Betty Ford. Hey, 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 hey. Check, check, checking into Betty Ford. My head feels like it's made of ground round. I can't sing, my throat is sore. Every time I eat, it won't stay down. Looks like I'm checking into Betty Ford. Check, check, checking into Betty Ford. Hey, 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 hey. Check, check, checking into Betty Ford.
May we have your attention, please? Tonight's scheduled performance has been postponed due to a sore throat. Yeah, that's it. Please refrain from destroying any property as you make your way quietly to the nearest exit.
Check, check, check it in the Betty Ford. Check, check, check it in the Betty Ford. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check, check, check it in the Betty Ford.
Please put down the folding chairs.
Gave me the number of a room. I walked up a flight of stairs and down a corridor until I came to her door. I knocked. She called for me to enter. I turned the knob and came in. She was lying down, the covers drawn up to her neck. I walked by her to the window, parted the drapes, and looked out at a grassy field with a few dying trees. I could hear traffic in the distance. A toilet flushed in the next room. I turned to her and noticed a pair of metal canes under the bed. I averted my eyes, looking around the room, at lamps, cabinets, chairs, tables, the TV set. The surfaces were painted to look separate, like individual objects, but it was really one prefabricated continuous entity, entirely made of translucent plastic, the kind of plastic that's used for bus seats. It was clear the room had been poured, had set, and been dropped here. She asked me to come over to her, but I said, wait, and went into the bathroom. I drew back the shower curtain, revealing a wheelchair in the tub. She called out to me again, urgently. I tried to gather my wits. Then I said, I can't do this. I'm sorry, it was a mistake. When I opened the front door, a gust of wind blew my toupee back into the bedroom. It landed at the foot of the TV. I stood there, immobilized.
Right context, I am turned on by being treated in a very, you know,
I always, I just kind of asked Sherry to be mean to me. That's a turn on. If Sherry were mean to me, that would be very exciting.
Actually, I'll tell you the truth. You are the very first person I ever talked to about any of this stuff. I feel a little better. Look at it. This is how I came to love my vagina. It's embarrassing. Because it's not politically correct. I mean, I know how it should have happened. In a bath with salt grains from the Dead Sea. Enya playing. Me loving my woman self. I know the story. Vaginas are beautiful. Our self-hatred is only the internalized repression and hatred of the patriarchal culture. It isn't real. Pussies unite. I know all of it. Like if we'd grown up in a culture where we were taught fat thighs were beautiful, we'd all be pounding down milkshakes and donuts, spending our days lying on our backs, thigh expanding. But we didn't grow up in that culture, did we? No. I hated my thighs, and I hated my vagina even more. I thought it was incredibly ugly.
President Bush basically engineered the events of September the 11th.
What I'm doing wrong. I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks. Just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks. Well, if I meet one more single mom whose true love is up and gone, tells me on her trailer porch about that man still carries a torch. Sure, he came home drunk each night, beat the kids and her in a fight. But man, she loves him so, it's so hard to let him go. Oh. Well, I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks. Just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks. Well, I'm sure there's some out there who can relate, particularly young men without a date. See some jerk, some fine, fine.
Attribute, a very wonderful one. Yeah, we live in these little tiny social enclaves that are... restricted on what they accept as reality, that we have to edit all those things out. It doesn't matter if individuals personally experience these things, because it matters more that the species experiences these things.
I pitied anyone who had to go down there.
Guidance. You want a light to light up your way?
You finally did it. You bit the worm through the foggy haze of paranoia. Love is a devil's crowbar. Cry away. Self-defeat comes out, not in spurts, not in flowing motion, but in irrational behavior, so you say. Comes out like traffic, like streets of traffic. I lie naked for you, hungry for a fire, and I fight. No, I am not hot. I'm at the boiling point, short fuse that has ended here with all this suspicion. Who can blame anybody for that? The vice pours in and out of my mouth like worms with gutter-level appeal. My mouth, my weapon, the alcohol pours out like snakes from Medusa's head. But it's my head, my knife, and I slash away at your chest. House of sarcasm, full of your shit, infiltrated by a Cuervo demonic fluid. Like ink in my head that is attached to my body, that touches too much, that feels you too good, which is rolling on the floor, crawling on the wooden floor, scratching for salvation, for the sin of letting you get inside, gnashing and pulling away, inside and out. From what? I don't know. It was dark. I just wanted to be fucked real good. My world does it to me, and yours too. Fucked and slapped around by dealing with it to shut Medusa down. But you just look at me, the insane and possessed one, intrigued and frightened and ready to fly. This drunken explosion of passion slithers like a snake. The worms are crawling out of my mouth. You will never know me like before. Don't know what's in my blood, brother, anymore. Know some words when pried open with the devil's crowbar. Possession kills it, like intoxication sets you free. And then I awaken and I know this one. Jesus, sister, never again.
Like they don't matter. That this is common trash.
Well, I wanted to write about a young girl. Abused, and then she's repudiated by her father. And I wanted it to have, of course, a completely contemporary setting.
Field and losing the forum. Peace has a mind of its own. Doesn't follow victory around. What is two-thirds finished in Germany won't be three-thirds finished in Japan.
Like several different things, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, there's one side of me that's totally for the preservation of black youth, you know what I'm saying? Because we're dying at a rapid rate. The numbers of dying youth is increasing like daily in our neighborhood. But I can't stand the ghetto. A lot of rappers, you know, they run around, yeah, I'm ghetto, you know what I'm saying? I live in the ghetto don't live in me. This is an ill situation. We have been put here for a cause.
don't know if it's feeling London or playing the West End, but I feel positively pithy and farcical. And horny. You know, I need to get laid more than ever. Take the mask off for a minute. But I'm going for some kind of masturbation record right now. No one even in the race, I'm telling you. Is it a bad sign when you come and nothing but air comes out? Can't be helped. Can't be helped. You know, room service, could you sit some minutes up here? I've come all my bodily fluids. Bring it right to my bed. There's no fluid in my knees. My eyes are drying up. Hurry, where do I come? It's coming way too much. But it's hard to have a relationship in this business. I'm not, no celebrator. Sure is. You're always traveling, you know. It's going to take a very special woman. You know? Or a bunch of average ones. I'm trying to keep it open mind.
We have been put here to die. That's genocide, man, and that's the bottom line. If I had the chance to live with a stream flowing through my backyard, meadows in my backyard, yo, you think I wouldn't? We're not here just because we want to be hip and fly. It wasn't our choice to come to the ghetto. You know, so as far as staying true to the hood, I'm not really staying true to the hood. I'm staying true to the people that are in the hood.
Among my people, oh Lord, among my people.
Oh, that you and I escape from the rest and go utterly off, free and lawless. Two hawks in the air, two fishes swimming in the sea, not more lawless than we. The furious storm through me careering, I passionately trembling. The oath of the inseparableness of two together, of the woman that loves me and whom I love more than my life, that oath swearing. Oh, I willingly stake all for you. Oh, let me be lost if it must be so. Oh, you and I, what is it to us what the rest do or think? What is all else to us? Only that we enjoy each other and exhaust each other if it must be so. From the master, the pilot I yield the vessel to, the general commanding me, commanding all, from him permission taking, from time the program hastening, I have loitered too long as it is, from sex, from the warp and from the woof, from privacy, from frequent repinings alone, from plenty of persons near and yet the right person not near, from the soft sliding of hands over me and thrusting of fingers through my hair and beard, from the long sustained kiss upon the mouth or bosom, from the close pressure that makes me or any man drunk, fainting with excess, from what the divine husband knows, from the work of fatherhood, from exultation, victory and relief from the bedfellow's embrace in the night, from the act poems of eyes, hands, hips, and bosoms, from the cling of the trembling arm, from the bending curve and the clinch, from side by side the pliant coverlet off throwing, from the one so unwilling to have me leave, and me just as unwilling to leave. Yet a moment, O tender waiter, and I return. From the hour of shining stars and dropping dews, from the night a moment, I emerging, flitting out, celebrate you, act divine, and you children prepared for, and you stalwart loins.
Trying their very best to rearrange
you. Where whites will stay off of the street in fear of the cars just going through the lights, things will be out of control. See, when things get out of control, they can't be managed. And when they can't be managed, they can't be exploited.
And sometimes you got to break something down to nothing to get it to reconstruct and to work correctly.
You're advocating loss of control.
I'm like Thomas Paine and Ben Franklin and Paul Revere. You know, I see the British coming.
Stuff. There's a complicated process to using the stuff. How he figured it all out, I don't know, but he did. He's selling it.
In our modern age and say, well, no, we're not going to permit that.
Dealing with a submissive are very motherly skills. You have to be a very strict mother.
Hanging on the wall.
They say that whenever you pick up the pen, you end up starting to write about violence. What is it, do you think, about violence that's so seductive in fiction or in movies? And, you know, I wouldn't compare your new novel to an action film, but there just seems to be something that people gravitate to in stories of violence.
Deserving of it. He's quite a guy. The guest, T. Boone Pickens, Jr. The book is Boone. The publisher is Houghton Mifflin.
Point. Did you notice a difference in your health?
About 60 to 90 days after I started on the strict diet, I started to get well and gain weight.
You can't get away with anything. You have to have rules, and if they break the rules, there has to be consequences.
We're talking about consensual. It's just a non-consensual pain, non-consensual humiliation, non-consensual power over somebody that I have no interest in.
Of my own free will, I, Bob Flanagan, grant you Sherry Rose full ownership and use of my mind and body. I will obey you at all times and will wholeheartedly seek your pleasure and well-being above all other considerations. I renounce all rights to my own pleasure, comfort, or gratification, except insofar as you desire or permit them. I renounce all rights to privacy or concealment from you. I will answer truthfully and completely to the best of my knowledge any and all questions you may ask. I understand and agree that any failure by me to comply fully with your desires shall be regarded as sufficient cause for severe punishment. I otherwise unconditionally accept as your prerogative anything you may choose to do with me, whether as punishment for your amusement or for whatever purpose, no matter how painful or humiliating to myself.
March, a day of punishment for my distant and shitty attitude on Monday. The pain was not as bad as promised, and I am relieved, but at the same time disappointed. But the suffering ends with a beautiful, blindfolded, tied, spread-eagle fuck in which I am beaten, bit, choked, and pinched into a wonderful comp. Another fuck. We can't get out of the house for all the fuck.
Rolling.
Action.
Before the scene is finished, Lizzie's friend, Veronica, will be kicked and beaten. She will have oral, vaginal, and anal sex with each of these actors. Then they will pretend to cut her throat.
In order to survive, I began to pretend there was something else between my legs. I imagined furniture. Cozy futons with light cotton comforters, little velvet settees, or pretty things, silk handkerchiefs, quilted pot holders. I got so accustomed to this, I lost all memory of having a vagina. Whenever a man was inside me, I pictured him inside a mink-lined muffler or a Chinese bowl. Then I met Bob. Bob was the most ordinary man I ever met. Thin, tall, nondescript, he wore khaki tan clothes. Bob did not like spicy foods or listen to Prodigy. He had no interest in sexy lingerie. In the summer, he spent time in the shade. He did not share his inner feelings. He didn't have any problems or issues. He wasn't even an alcoholic. He wasn't very funny or articulate or mysterious. He wasn't mean or unavailable. He wasn't self-involved or charismatic. He didn't drive fast. I didn't particularly like Bob. I would have missed him all together if he hadn't picked up my change that I dropped on the deli floor. When he handed me back my pennies and quarters, and his hand accidentally touched mine, something happened. I went to bed with him. That's when the miracle occurred. It turned out that Bob loved vaginas. He was a connoisseur. He loved the way they tasted, the way they smelled, the way they felt, but most importantly, Bob loved the way they looked. He had to look at them. First time we had sex, he told me he had to see me.
What I do is, I represent mythological graffiti as an aspect of criminal rural areas in New York City, in five boroughs. This is the explanation of the blood system as blood system is in the universal transit system. A ram is for the knowledge used by the Romans, with two M's in it for military and
Checker kids, anytime. What? Twos and fives, six and threes. We all gonna do it just for ye.
Everyone's bugging out a little there, people.
And remember, you heard it first here live on WBAI 99.5 FM, Manhattan.
Tuesday night, the Isaac Jackson Show, The Messages.
My military function is Ram LZ. What I do is I represent mythological graffiti as an aspect of criminal rural areas in New York City, in the five boroughs. This is the explanation of the blood system as blood system is in the universal transit system. A ram is for knowledge used by the Romans, with two M's in it for military and mathematics, or its 2 degrees that hold in graffiti or the outline structure of the Roman letter type. L is for elevation, as in the dictionary ELL, which means elevation, so I ram the knowledge and elevate the knowledge. And Z is for the outline that we read, being Z being the last letter, because the only way you can read the alphabet, the Roman alphabet, is through the knowledge of symbolic construction through engineering techniques of the Z and the zigzag zig. There's no other way to read the Roman letter outline structure. And that's Z. What else?
From LZ, Rock Rockaway.
My military function is Ram LZ in a zigzag zig.
K gangsterism, followed by two ciphers with gangsterism, two gangsterism, which shall always protect the two ciphers in the middle, which will be track mounted double ciphers.
You said something about the rural crimes area. Did you explain that?
Rural crime areas, like I said before, once again, the five boroughs, all it consists of is brothers who deal with graffiti as an element of graffiti. It's only consistent to what is underground subway system or what is basic subway system for New York City. Long Island Railroad, anywhere around that blood system area, Staten Island Railroad, you know, stuff like that. What the people deal with is subculture. They deal with what the government has rejected for several hundred years, and it's the letter. Symbolic thievery is Spanish, Italian, French. These letters and these sound formations for these letters do not exist in a mental state. It's symbolic thievery. Spanish is a stolen language. The sounds do not represent the actual letters.
Sitting out there now, some of this can't happen to me. But I tell you, either Jesus is gonna come or you're gonna die.
No vote.
No vote. That was my mind.
There it is, then. Hall.
Mr. Hall, so it goes to the one above.
It's in the four. Right. Yeah, it's in the four. So 12-2 is a vote for Gore.
Agreed, Mr. Frankel?
Yes.
Objection?
No, sir.
No vote.
No vote.
This has got to, you know, I bet if you took every one of the ones ballots in the world that was done in the United States and went through them, you'd almost have to laugh yourself to death.
It'd be a great
comedy. Yeah.
I mean,
no vote.
No vote.
Well, very often there, you know, some people don't like either candidate in a particular race, so they just don't vote for it.
Yeah, but if you stopped your car and turned off the ignition, go in and vote for something.
One or the other. You're not going to get away. Amen?
Yes,
before we turn it over, we do know that there's a hanging chair there.
But why would it be on that side of the car? That could be stuck in something else.
But I don't know.
There's none in the front.
But there is. I don't think that.
I don't think it is either.
No. No vote.
No vote.
I got saved at 27. Uh-huh. That was 25 wasted years. I should have been saved and praising God and living for it at least at 5.
All right.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Yes.
Life.
Yes. Life.
Life.
hanging out on the porch, sipping.
In fact, many economists now describe the first phase, the Woods phase, as a golden age. Growth was high, you know, wages were rising, benefits were increasing, and so on.
Sipping something cool, swatting the gnats. I'm by the river. It's dark out. Goes without saying. Got ZBC on the jukebox. Some media penetration from outside my enclave.
Sections of it reviews ratification of International Labor Organization conventions, you know, labor rights conventions.
90.3 on the FM in the old reconverted soda box, jukebox radio. Really hot. Springtime, so sperm count is very high.
Stable over a long period. That's the system that was broken down.
Got this kind of like clammy fluid all over my inner thighs. With the musky smell, of course. Haven't bathed in days. Man, do I love that.
Yep.
And it's not a romantic thing.
No.
But then again, it's a big turn-on for a lot of sick bastards out there.
In the underwear. T-shirt. About the smell of day 3 to day 4. You know that smell? Getting to be something like German cheese.
Deal with it, but, you know, I understand the stress of people in high office who don't want to deal with it. It's a very sticky wicket, but, you know, we need to find some adults in our society who are going to do the right thing no matter what the personal sacrifice is. And, you know, I've been in contact with deceptive programs that are human, and there are people who've had contact with extraterrestrials. I think the mistake the UFO community has made is to assume that everything that's been unusual is extraterrestrial, which it clearly has not been.
Sometimes I check out the New Metaphysics site, .com or .org. Of course, the org site is the anti-site. Not under my control. But so far, they're relaying the files of old shows, so what the hey.
No, I love the principles of Helms and Brown. It involves several areas. One is quantum vacuum space access, which is the accessing of energy within the quantum vacuum or zero-point field. Some of it involves the anti-gravity the technologies, and there's another whole area that deals with scalar electromagnetic fields and their effect on a number of systems, including thought and consciousness.
If you like Art Bell, you might try his competitor, Jeff Rentz. JeffRentz.com. JeffRentze. Got about a couple of thousand 3-hour shows from Santa Barbara. Just hanging around. Smoking. like it's one 3,000-foot-long cigarette.
In your wildest fantasies, did you ever think that, like, you could be handling 30, 40, 50, 60 guys in a room and be coming all over that pretty face?
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul?
I don't know. It sounds exciting, but we'll just see what happens.
So tell me, do you like cum?
Yes, I do.
And do you have to prepare for something of this?
Yeah, because I don't know about this much cum at one time, but...
Kind of like you're going into battle with something. It's like not just, you know, one guy or two guys. It's dozens and dozens and dozens.
Yeah.
Did you sleep good last night?
Okay, I guess.
Have you seen what Bukkake is?
I've seen pictures of it.
All right,
I haven't actually seen it, like, done.
Oh, okay, so you know the premise.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of men getting naked and come in your face.
Yep.
And it's not a romantic thing.
No.
But then again, it's a big turn-on for all those sick bastards out there.
Like in the laws of Kendo, which some mad friends studied many years back. Gotta be most careful after the full extension of the sword thrust. And as is the case today, in this masculine world, which, of course, would be nothing without the female, you know. Yes, we get to whip the feminine. But at what expense to the masculine? Crossing this great land of ours today, I see nothing but dead men of all stripes strewn on the landscape like a never-ending magic carpet. All dead. Someone had to do it, of course. Mostly dead white men suffered the most. All the white men on planet Earth in the first World Trade Tower building above the fire line where they were blown, not jumped out of high windows. One guess as to what the predominant operating system at World Trade Tower 1 was at time zero. Back in September.
Ballad or a fairy tale. It's very much like a fairy tale where a king banishes his daughter for some reason that seems to us very ridiculous. But people do these things, and so I wanted to make the family come alive and the animals. It's also a novel in which animals are very important.
What's the next? What are you writing next?
Well, at the moment, actually I'm working on a screenplay with Jean Moreau.
With Jean Moreau? Yeah. Who's coming here in a week or two, right?
Well, Jean is here right now.
She's here now.
She's here now.
Now, what's it about? What's the screenplay?
The screenplay is an adaptation of a novel of mine I wrote some years ago called Solstice. A very slender novel about two women who are friends. And Jean Moreau will direct it.
And whose idea was this, to make it into a film?
Jean Moreau.
So she read it and wanted to make it into a film?
Yes, that's right. She has very specific ideas. She's a very interesting and, of course, enormously gifted, rather remarkable woman with a strong vision, strong will, and Merchant Ivory is the producer.
Right. We were the Mulvaneys and First Love, a novella and a novel.
Howard was just a ball of reckless energy. You could see he was a man struggling to contain himself.
We're going to continue to explore, as we always have, every opportunity to try and get them out. I happen to believe that when an American citizen, any place in the world, is unjustly denied their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the responsibility of this government to restore those rights.
Life.
But yet we
want to
live in death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, the only thing was certain was death and taxes. Mm-hmm. But I rebuke that. The only thing is certain is that Jesus is going to come or you're going to die.
Yeah. Right.
And then you can forget taxes.
A whole lot of folks putting out the same products you put out. Therefore, you should do everything you can to appreciate, if you're in business, appreciate.
About your blessing, because I heard the Holy Writ said all of these blessings will overtake you and rest upon you. Tell the Lord, yes, yes, and I'm glad.
Now, from now on, you're going to remember to call me Mistress, aren't you, Stella? You've had a little problem with that. You don't want to play with us now, from now on?
Yes, Mistress.
Yeah? Tasha, what do you think? Do you think we should let Stella play with us?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Uh-huh.
You like it better with another girl.
Uh-huh.
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 Get you all cleaned up. Uh-huh. You guys look so pretty with all this red wax all over you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Poor abused little nipples. Where are you going, Tasha? Where are you going, Tasha? You want to hurt yourself? You're going to fall off of here. That's just no good. You guys have humongous chunks of wax all over you. How'd you like the wax?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite part to you, Stella?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to remember it. We're going to have to go through a lot more candles this week, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So you think you want to play some more?
Mm. Yes, mistress.
Okay. Get you guys up.
Section tells you who won and who lost and what the score was.
Because the sports editor is willing to call anybody a bum if they're a bum. But in business, this guy who runs AT&T, right? I mean, this guy has got to be. He's worse than the Philadelphia Phillies.
The guy who just
this
fired. Guy,
he's a 160 hitter. This guy should be in the double A. No, he should just be cut. He's drummed out of. But he's the president of one of the most major companies in the world. And do you ever read anything bad about the guy? It's like, you know, he's hoping to restore his luster before he retires. I mean, give luster? Where is the luster? John Waller comes in and goes out. I mean, but there's never been a negative article about this guy. It drives me crazy.
All auditioning for the chance and the opportunity to get it on, get you up, get you off.
Her wit is verbal, and it's really funnier to hint than to swear.
What did she do on stage that was lewd for its time?
Well, she danced very provocatively. She did what one historian of jazz called vernacular hip movements. And she got into a lot of trouble for doing what was called the cooch in a very provocative way.
You promised to give us the desires of our heart. Do it for the glory. Do it for your glory. Not for our glory, but for your glory. That you'll get the glory out of this blessing right now. And God, let us stay meek and humble before you when you bless us. Hunt it, Lord Shonda. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory. Touch right now. Touch
liked décolletage. She liked to show her body. She liked to flaunt her body, which was not what most people would consider a conventionally beautiful body. But she was busty, she was hippie, and she loved her body.
Go on, pick it up. Pick up your rug. You think you're too good to make love with a cripple, huh? You think because you can stand on your 2 feet and you don't need crutches or anything, you're a great big man. You're wonderful, huh? You're too good to get into bed with me, huh? Well, let me tell you something. A few years ago, before this happened to me, I wouldn't have spit on you. Well, go ahead, pick it up and get out of here, why don't you? I'm sick of looking at your stupid bald face. I can't move. I'm not going to jump on you and rape you. Don't worry. Just walk over there and pick up your hair and put it on your head. And just get out.
Etta Newton, why not? Very clean here. Not a lot of street crime. It's all inside. And at office. Even home offices. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Got a nice tree limb staked out. Just howling down the bayou. The big jukebox turned on back at the ramshack that I live in. Shotguns loaded. Good sip and drink. Good woman and her relatives back at the ramshack. Portfolio back in town, pumping away for me. What more can I ask? Out of Newton, of course, on the relay. Modern gleaming, dripping with clear fluid, high technology on the pipeline. God safing it for the people in the receiving line. Master of time. Through the high priests of technology, of course. Grand spermicidal ointment at bay. Lower down on the altar. WZBC.org. Check it out. And of course, the home of New Metaphysics. State-of-the-art XML, HTML, and all the ML all the damn time on that site. NewMetaphysics.com with the W's going in front. And the worldwide global sperm cover the earth web. A man, a mission, an empire. All that I survey. And of course the low-tech Apple site. Echoing and refracting down the canyon. Studio475.com/New Metaphysics. Spell it correctly. I know you will. Just adding a little value to the web there. Throwing it on the bonfire. Burn down the house. With a little elegance there. On that funeral pyre. Endgame. Segway. It's a certain kind of energy there. None of the recognized agents of action in the domain are particularly good at that, by definition, and co-created plan before, after, and during time, all the damn time.
Just get out!
out.
And always, of course, a melodrama. Emotions jacked high. And pumped. Keep the voltage. At the checksum point, overflowing. Gary G. Ford, Mac.com, MAC.com, GARY, G numeral 4, dot, like a period except it's in the middle. Something wrong here.
Safety.
So just about 300 pounds, you know, ate a terrible diet, and, you know, he ate some bad food, he ate a lot of high fat stuff, he broke all the rules, not to mention he was probably smoking like a half ounce of dope a day.
A half ounce of dope
a day?
Yeah.
He had back problems, so he'd spend most of his day laying on the couch smoking dope. You go through half a day. I mean, that's right there. You know, why do you think, marijuana, or is that bad? Marijuana is worse for you than cigarettes. It'll give you lung cancer. It'll give you mouth cancer, throat cancer, and smoking. Well, yeah, but marijuana, first of all, a lot of marijuana is sold in this country. It's known, like Mexico or wherever. It's got paraquat on it. The defoliant?
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, the DEA goes down there and does covert missions, and they spray where they spray whole fields of the shit with paraquat.
Right.
So basically, people are smoking, you know, Agent Orange,
right,
like they use in Vietnam, right, the defoliant. And it's extremely carcinogenic. Extremely. More so than dioxin or almost anything. I just saw that on that car today where you saw, if I didn't have flashbacks, I wouldn't have any mind at all.
Yeah.
That was a good moment. I liked that.